And the pasuk continues, Shishi, Vayihi achar hadavarma eile. And it happened right after this episode. Vatisa eshes adonov eseneho el Yosef. And the wife of his master, the wife of Potiphar, cast her eyes to Yosef. Vatoimer, and she said, Shichvo imi, lie with me. Vayimoein. And Yosef refused. Vayomer Elishas Adonov, and he said to the wife of his master, Heina Adoni lo yoda iti ma baboyis. Behold, my master does not know anything what's going on in the house. V'chol asher yesh loy nosan biyodi. Everything he owns, he placed in my hands. Einenu gadol babayis hazeh mimeni. There is nobody greater in this house than me. V'loy chosach mimeni me'uma. He did not deny from me anything. Ki im oisach ba'asher at ishtoi. Except for you, because you are his wife. Ve'ech eseh hara'o ha'gedoyla ha'zois. How can I do this great evil? To take the only thing that he does not give me. And second of all, v'chotosi le'lokim. I will sin to Hashem. Because a ben noyach is commanded not to be over the iser of arayis. And since you are married to Eshes Potiphar, it is an erva. And I will sin to Hashem by having relations with you. Vayihi kedabra el Yosef yom yom. And it was when she spoke to Yosef day after day. V'lo shoma eleho. He did not want to listen to her. Lishkav etzla. Even to lie next to her. Liyos imo. Because he did not want to be with her in olam habo. Vayihi kayom azeh. And it was on this day. The perfect day. Eshes Potiphar said, there is no better day to be mezana with Yosef than this day. It was a day of their festival when everybody in the household was going to the church. Eshes Potiphar said that she was sick and she was not able to leave the house on that day. She figured that this way she would be alone with Yosef in the house. And Yosef came to the house to do his work. Rashi brings down a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One Mada Omar holds that it means kipshutai, melachtoi mamish. Literally, he came to the house to do his work. The other Mada Omar holds, lasif melachtoi means to do his work with her, to be mezana with her. And the only reason why he was not mezana with her was because he saw demus diuknoi shel aviv, the image of his father Yaakov in the window. And that reminded him not to be mezana. There was nobody from the people of the house in the house at that time. And Eshes Potiphar grabbed onto his garment, Lamar saying, Shichva imi, lie with me. And Yosef left his garment in her hand. And he ran. And went outside. The Kli Yakar is medayik that the pasuk says vayonos vayetze hachutza as opposed to vayonos hachutza like it says in the next pasuk. He says that Yosef did not want to alarm anybody or to bring any attention to himself. Therefore, he did not want to run out of the house because people would wonder why he is running. Therefore, it says vayonos. He ran inside the house, but once he got outside, it was vayetze hachutza. He walked outside normally. This way he would not attract any attention. Vayihikir oisa, and it was when she saw ki ozav bigdoi biyodo, that he left his clothing, his garment in her hand, vayonas hachutza, and he ran outside. It could be that over here it says vayonas hachutza, because she did not know that he slowed down after he went out the front door. So as far as she was concerned, it was vayonas hachutza, he was running even when he was outside. Vatikra, and she called La'anshe Vesa to the people of her house. Vatoimer, Lohem, Lamor. And she said to them, saying, Ru'u, look, Hevi Lanu. My husband has brought to us Ish Ivri, a man who was an Ivri, Litzachik Banu, to be Mezana with us. Yosef was called an Ivri. Rashi brings down Tubshatim, either because he was a descendant of Avram, who came from Aver Hanor, from the other side of the Euphrates, from the east side of the Euphrates, from Aram Naharaim, or because he was a descendant of Aver, Mibnei Bonim Shel Aver. That's why he was called an Ivri. Bo Eli Lishkav Imi. Yosef came to me to lie with me, Va'ekra Bekel Gadol, and I called with a loud voice. Vayhi Kishomoi. And it was when he heard Ki Hari Moisi Koili Va'ekra that I raised my voice and called out. Vayaze Bigdoi Etzli. He left his clothing with me, Vayonos Vayetze Achutza, and he ran and went outside. Vatanach Bigdoi Etzla, and she left his clothing with her, Adboy Adoinov El Besoi, until his master Potiphar came into the house. Vatadaber Elov Kadivor Mo'ele. And she said to him, to Potiphar, a similar account to what she told the Anshe Besoi. Lamer saying, Bo Eli, however, ho ivri asher hevesa lanu litzachikbi. Rashi says that you should read it like this. Bo Eli litzachikbi. He came to me to be mezana with me. Ho eved ho ivri asher hevesa lanu. The eved ivri that you brought to us. Why does the Pasuk say earlier, in Pasuk Yudalit, when Ashes Potiphar was speaking to the people of her household, she said, "Letzachik banu," that Yosef was brought here to be mezana with us. And over here in Pasuk Yizayin, when she was speaking to her husband, she says, "Letzachik bi," to be mezana with me. Maybe the pshat is that when she was speaking to the people of her household, she was trying to tell them that you are all at risk, you are all in danger of Yosef, because he'll be mezana with anybody. Letzachik banu, he'll be mezana with us, with any one of us. So therefore, you also have what to fear. But when she was speaking to her husband, she wanted to stress that her husband had something to be jealous of, because Yosef was specifically looking to be mezana with me, letzachik bi, to be mezana with me, and that's why you should be jealous of Yosef. Vayehi karimi koili va'ekra, and it was when I raised my voice and called out, vayazev bigdoi etzli, and he left his garment with me, vayonas achutza, and he ran outside. And it was when his master heard the words of his wife, Asher Dibra Elav Lamer, that she said to him, saying, Kadevarim ha'ele asali abdecho, things like this your servant did to me. This happened Bishas Tashmish. Bishas, at the time that she was having relations with Potiphar, she said, Kadevarim ha'ele, like these type of things Yosef did to me. Vayicha apoy, and then Potiphar got angry. Vayikach Adoni Yosef Oisoi, and the master of Yosef took him. Vayitneu el beis hasoyar, and he placed him in the jail. Mikoyim asher asirei hamelech asurim, the place where the king's prisoners were locked up. Vayihisham beveis hasoyar, and Yosef was there in the jail. Yonasan ben Uziel says that really Potiphar did not believe his wife that Yosef tried to be mezana with him. And that's why he did not kill Yosef, but rather placed him in the jail just to pacify his wife. And the reason for this was because Ashes Potiphar planted something in order to trick people to think that Yosef was mezana with her. She took loivin be'ah, the white of an egg, which looks like shichva zera, and placed it on her sheets. This way, she was showing her husband, look, this is the zera of Yosef. He was trying to be mezana with me. But Potiphar was able to test this loivin be'ah to see if this is really shichva zera or only loivin be'ah, the white of an egg. Like the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, brings down that if you place or you place fire next to it, it has a different reaction if it is loivin be'ah or if it's shichva zera. And through this test, Potiphar was able to prove that this is not shichva zera, but rather it is loivin be'ah. And his wife really just planted it there. And that's why he really did not believe her. And he just placed him in jail in order to pacify his wife. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef, and Hashem was with Yosef. Vayet Elo Chosed, and he endowed him with appeal. Vayiten Chinoi Be'enei Sar Beis HaSoyer, and he gave his favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Vayiten sar beis hasoyer biad Yosef eis kol ha'asurim asher beis hasoyer. And the warden of the jail placed in Yosef's hands all the prisoners, be'ez kol asher oisim sham, and anything that was done there, hu haya oise, it was done through Yosef's word. Ein sar beis hasoyer roye es kol ma'uma biyadoi. The prison warden did not scrutinize anything that Yosef did, Ba'asher Hashem itoy, because Hashem was with him. Va'asher hu oise Hashem matzliach, and anything that Yosef did, Hashem made him successful. Zok Rashi pasuk zayin, Vatiso eishes adonov, and the wife of his master cast her eyes on Yosef. Kol mokom shenema achar samuch. Whenever it says achar, it means right away, like Rashi says towards the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. And this is what the pasuk is saying: Vayhi achar hadvar mo'ela. Right away, after Yosef was being mesalsel besaroi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent the doiv, which is referring to Ashes Potiphar, to try to be mezana with him. V'chotosi lelokim. Yosef said, "How can I do this? It is a sin to Hashem." Bnei Noach nitzavu al ha'arayis. Bnei Noach are commanded not to be mezana. So not only can't I do it because this is the only thing that Potiphar does not give to me. Secondly, I cannot do an avera to Hashem. Lishkav etzla, afilu b'lei tashmish. Yosef did not want to lie next to her, even without having relations. Liyos ima lo ilam havo, because he did not want to be with her in the world to come. Vayehi kayom azeh, kiloimar. It means to say, Vayehi kasher higia yom miyuchad. It was when it came, this special day, yom tzichoik, a happy day, yom ayit shalahem, a day of their festival. Shehochu kulam lebeis avodazor. They all went to church. Abra, she said, Ein li yom hogun li zokik li Yosef ka yom azeh. There is no better day to be mezana with Yosef more than this day. Amra lohem, so she said to them, Choyla ani, I am sick, ve'eni yechoyla leilech, and I cannot go to the church. Lasis malachtoi, Yosef came to the house to do his work. Rav and Shmuel, it is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Chad omar malachtoi mamash. One says it means literally his work. V'chad omar lasis tzirach avimo. And one says he came to be mezana with her. Elashaniris leid demus diyukne shel ovid. The reason why he was not mezaneh is because he saw the image of his father in the window. Like the Gemara in Masech Tesota, Daf Lam Zayin says, Ru'u hevi lanu, see he has brought for us. Hareze lashon ketzara, this is a short and abbreviated lashon. Hevi lanu, v'lo pirush mi heviyai. The pasuk says he brought for us, but it does not say who brought. Valbala Imeris Kane. She was referring to her husband. Her husband brought to us an Ish Ivri. Ivri, why was Yosef called Ivri? Me'ever Hana'ar, because he was from the other side of the Euphrates, the east side of the Euphrates from Aram Naraim. The reason why Rashi is not happy with this chat alone, because it was not Yosef who was from Ever Hana'ar, from the other side of the Euphrates, but rather Avram, his great-grandfather, came from the other side of the Euphrates, from Aram Naraim. Like the pasuk says earlier in Parashas Lech Lecha, Vayove ha-polet vayaged la-Avram o-Ivri. Avram over there was called Ivri. It makes sense he was Ivri, because he was from Aram Naraim. Why would Yosef be called Ivri? Therefore Rashi says another pshat, Mibnei Ever. He was called Ivri because he was a descendant of Ever. And this pshat also has a problem with it, because why would Yosef be known as Bnei Ever more than Bnei Shem, who was Ever's grandfather? Adonav shel Yosef, the master of Yosef. Bo Eli, Rashi turns around the pasuk. Bo Eli litzachek bi. He came to me to be mezana with me. Who? Ho Eved ho Ivri asher hevesa lanu. The Eved Ivri that you brought to us. Vayhi kishmaya Adonav. B'shas tashmish amr like came. During relations, she said this to him. Mizeu she'amro, and that's why she said, Kadevorim ha'ele, like these things, Osali avdecha, your servant did to me. In yone tashmish ka'ele, things of tashmish like this. During tashmish, she said, this is what he wanted to do to me. Vayet elo chosed, shoye mekubal chol rayav. He was well received by everybody that saw him. Loshen kala no v'chasuda. The word chosed is from the language of a beautiful kala, v'chasuda, and an appealing kala. Sheva Mishnah, that is stated in the Mishnah. Here also, Vayet Elov Chosed, Chosed means appealing. Hu haya oise, kitagumoy, bimembre hava misabit. Through his word it was done. Ba'asher Hashem itoy, bishvil shashem itoy. Because Hashem was with him, that's why he did not scrutinize anything that he did.